You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the markets. Despite mostly negative global cues, domestic indices ended Wednesday's session broadly in the green. The NSE Nifty 50 soared 97.70 points, or 0.50%, to 19,778.30, and BSE Sensex jumped 351.49 points, or 0.53%, to 66,707.20. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty rose 0.47%, Nifty FMCG surged 1.05%, and Nifty PSU Bank soared 1.50%. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were Larsen & Toubro, Cipla, ITC, Britannia and Sun Pharma, while the losers were Bajaj Finance, Bajaj Finserv, Mahindra & Mahindra and Apollo Hospitals. Moving on, the Ministry of Electronics and IT issued an advisory to all phone manufacturers in April 2023. The manufacturers were asked to make sure that wherever the mobile phone is equipped with an inbuilt FM radio receiver, function or feature, that function or feature is not disabled or deactivated, and to include FM radio receivers in phones that don't have them. The ministry contended that the sharp decline in mobile phones with FM radio receivers had an impact on not only the ability of the poor to get free FM radio services, but also the government's ability to disseminate real-time information during emergencies, disasters, and calamities. As the monsoon session is underway, the government reiterated the importance of incorporating FM radio receivers in mobiles. Up next, Bajaj Finance on Wednesday posted its fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 3,436.89 crores, up 32.4% in comparison to Rs. 2,596.25 crores during the corresponding quarter of last year, surpassing estimates. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 12,497.81 crores, up 34.6% as against Rs. 9,284.26 crores during the first quarter of FY23. The company's NII stood at Rs. 6,718.6 crores. According to CNBC TV18 estimates, Bajaj Finance was expected to post a profit of Rs. 3,368.3 crores and NII at Rs. 6,997 crores. Meanwhile, starting from August 1st, the National Highways Authority of India has imposed a ban on the usage of two-wheelers, autos, tractors, non-motorized vehicles, multi-axle hydraulic trailer vehicles and quadricycles on the Bengaluru-Mysuru Expressway. This decision comes in response to an increase in the number of accidents reported on the expressway. To address safety concerns and assess the situation, NHAI formed a committee of road safety experts to conduct safety inspections along the Bengaluru-Mysuru Expressway. The notification issued by NHAI cited the potential risks posed to slower moving vehicles such as two-wheelers, three-wheelers and non-motorized vehicles by high-speed vehicles on the expressway. NHAI emphasized that alternative routes and roads are available for commuting these restricted classes of vehicles. In other news, the Centre on Wednesday moved the Supreme Court urging the court to allow an extension to the term of S.K. Mishra as the Chief of the Directorate of Enforcement. Mishra's term is due to end on July 31st, as per the top court's July 11th order that held the extensions granted to him by the central government as illegal. A three-judge bench of the Supreme Court comprising Justices B.R. Gawai, Vikram Nath and Sanjay Karol held the extensions as violative of the Supreme Court's 2021 verdict in the Common Cause case, which barred the centre from granting Mishra any further extensions on the post. The top court agreed to list the matter for hearing tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Latest from tech, WhatsApp is bringing another major feature that will change the way we forward messages on the chat app. The chat company in the latest beta version of the app for Android is rolling out a new update that helps users streamline group creation. According to WA Beta Info, the chat app in the beta version 2.23.16.3 is introducing the new Forward to New Group feature, which allows a select group of beta testers to create a new group while forwarding messages. The Forward to New Group feature simplifies the process of creating groups and forwarding messages simultaneously. Those wanting to check if this feature has arrived on their account yet can do so by attempting to forward a message. Lastly, Qatar Investment Authority is reportedly in negotiations to pick up stakes in Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Retail, A report published in the Financial Times said that the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Qatar may take up minority stakes in Reliance Retail. The report adds that QIA is in talks to invest $1 billion that would be giving it a 1% stake in Reliance Retail. The report also said that valuation of business has been done at $100 billion. So far, there has been no official confirmation from Ambani's office. The report comes days after the industry mogul spoke about listing the retail's ops. However, there has been no clear timeline for the same. The ₹8,199 crore move would help Reliance Retail to accelerate its expansion. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.